government claims to be promoting the green agenda and for sustainable living and working from home in rural Ireland, yet many areas in Donegal are still void of mobile phone signals or broadband. We are at the end of the line for the rollout of these basic services yet again.
Derek, do you feel, you mentioned the issues of mobile phone and broadband, do you feel that the lack of that sort of infrastructure is resulting in many people not seeing an option to seek out employment opportunities in their own locality? They're forced to move elsewhere.
Yeah, exactly. People are telling me, Ronan, on the doors, that they're particularly the younger people that are forced to live in the cities aren't able to sustainably come back to rural parts of southwest Donegal. I've chatted to so many in each area that I had to highlight it. They said even if they had good broadband or a signal, or both preferably, which you wouldn't think would be much to ask in this day and age, that their kids, for example, and when I say kids, these are people up into their 30s and 40s that would love to come back more often and spend part of the week here in Donegal, and they're just simply not able to. And even some people have said to me, Ronan, that they don't want to come back to work in a hub in Kilcar or Glencullum Kill or Malinbeg or Donegal Town. They want to work from home, be around their families, and if they had good, reliable broadband, they could do that very sustainably and also look to the future and possibly take working from home, if the government allows that or good employers allow that, back to places like Donegal. So it's really, really essential.